We have a strong cooperation with the UN's Counterterrorism Executive Directorate. There is a strong sort of interchange of information and cooperation that needs to be there. My organization, my secretariat, is a program-based secretariat. By that I mean that we offer our member states tangible programs to help them in different areas of the fight against terrorism, which is similar to what the United Nations does everywhere.
The UN Counterterrorism Implementation Task Force has established a portal to support victims. What do you feel is the value of having such an online forum?
I've been looking at the portal, and I'm actually very impressed. It seems like your Victims of Terrorism Support Portal manages what to me is an impressive dual achievement. It demonstrates empathy towards the victims by publicly acknowledging their suffering, and it documents that suffering as an abuse of their basic human rights. But at the same time, it goes beyond that by offering practical resources to the victims, by serving as a clearinghouse for all that information, you know, regarding government and civil society programs available to victims. I think it's a very useful idea.
And my final question is, of course, your secretariat is with the OAS, the Organization of American States. How can these two bodies, the UN and the OAS, strengthen cooperation in preventing and countering terrorism while also taking care of those who've been affected by it or who've been victims of terrorism?
Well, I think that the way that these sorts of multilateral organizations can best be helpful is over a broad gamut. I can only speak for my secretariat, which is one small part of the Organization of American States. But the OAS is an organization that has broad mandates that stem from its four pillars. So it's building democracy by promoting good governance and ensuring clean elections, strengthening human rights, fostering peace and security, I'm part of that part, and promoting development. So there are other bodies within the OAS that would be relevant to the work of your portal for victims of terrorism. Those would include perhaps the Executive Secretariat of the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, the Inter-American Court of Human Rights, the Legal and Institutional Affairs Departments within the organization, etc. So these multilateral organizations have a big role to play in this effort in particular.
Sir, is there anything further you would like our listeners to know about the work of your secretariat?
We do a million things about prevention of terrorism, but concerning specifically victims of terrorism, we, along with the government of Spain and the Council of Europe, in 2011, hosted a conference on victims of terrorism. And so the idea was to focus on what can be done regarding support and assistance to victims of terrorism, you know, legal frameworks and national policies, criminal justice system and how the victims of terrorism fit into that, social recognition of the victims of terrorism, and the role of victims and survivors networks in the fight against terrorism. Those are all very important issues which were discussed at that conference. We also held a specific OAS policy roundtable last year in November concerning the rights of victims of terrorism. We even had a photo display at the Art Museum of the Americas noting that terrorism is a crime against humanity. And that's really one of the OAS's biggest concerns with terrorism, of course, is that it's a violation of the human rights of the individuals affected. And so we tried to stress that. And as I noted earlier, my secretariat is a program secretariat. And so we have a program which we are proposing, but we have yet to get funded, to help the victims of terrorism by providing legislative assistance for the protection and recognition of victims of terrorism in the Americas to member states. That's what we've done specifically with regard to this issue.